Right, now, though, let's check it out, what's going on with our fire restrictions. Of course, have come into play over the weekend. Paul Tangy is from the CFA, and he joins me this morning. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. So I just thought it'd be a good chance to catch up today now and just sort of run through the various restrictions and that are in place now, because we've already seen in the east of the country that the threat is there and it is real, and of course it's not going to get any less in our region as we go forward.
You're right, Robbo, and we saw our first fatal fire ban day in this particular district of the state on Saturday, so we need to be aware that fires do and can unfortunately happen every day of the year. But you're right, fire restrictions have commenced this morning at 1 a.m. in the Central Goldfields and City of Greater Bendigo Shires. Now, last Monday, they commenced in the Loddon and Campaspe Shires, and other dates were further north. I can tell you that next Monday, the 7th of December, restrictions will commence in Mount Alexander Shire, and then the 14th of December in the Macedon Ranges Shire. So we need to make sure that we're aware of A, where we are within the state, and the easiest thing is who you pay your rates to, and second of all, when our restrictions do come in. So the fire danger period indicates that the risk of fire is high across the landscape.
So, Paul, why does it sort of vary? Is it council decisions that put them in place? Because, you know, I mean, Mount Alexander Shire obviously is just up the road from the studios here in Bendigo, and yet they have a different date. Why is that?
Yeah, mate, it's not the council decision. It's actually a decision that is made by the CFA themselves, but in consultation with a number of people, including representatives from brigades right across that area. But it's brought in by council municipal area because that's the most common way of determining the crunchness, as I call it, if that's even a word, of the dryness that's around at the moment. So at least 51% of the shire has to be determined to be very dry, and then the restrictions will be brought in. So instead of bringing it in for, you know, four or five areas at once, where it may not be as dry at the southern end of the Mount Alexander Shire, or the western side, or the eastern side.
Yep.
But of course, with the shires that have come in today, Goldfields and Bendigo, it is very dry, right from Elmore through to Maryborough and Talbot, and areas in between.
So what about then the, I guess, top line restrictions in terms of what it means to the average person?
The best thing for people to do is to grab themselves a copy, either from the CFA, by ringing the Vic Emergency Hotline on 1800 226 226, or downloading a copy from the CFA website or the Vic Emergency app of the Can I, Can't I brochure. And that will detail, against many different activities, what you can and can't do both during the fire danger period and on days of total fire ban.
Okay. All righty. Well, Paul, let's, you know, fingers crossed, and I know fingers crossed means nothing. There's a lot of, you know, very, very hard work that goes in by all of you guys to try and ensure we have the safest possible season coming up. But obviously, it's very unpredictable. So let's hope we're in for a safe one anyway.
Thanks, Robbo. And all the crews were on standby and well prepared on Saturday, being the total fire ban day across the northern country. We didn't see too much activity, so that was great job done by those that were called out to any incidents that happened. So
yeah.
We're ready now and to be vigilant right through summer.
Fantastic. Good on you, Paul. Thanks. Talk soon.
Thanks, mate.